Good afternoon. We'll continue to track a cold front through the region today. Precipitation, which has been falling for a while, will gradually come to an end from west to east. The clouds will tend to break up, and we'll have more in the way of sunshine as we get deeper into the afternoon and the early evening hours. The wind behind the front will flip around to the west, and temperatures will begin to slide back down through the 40s. We'll continue our drying trend tonight with partly cloudy skies, still a bit of a west breeze pushing temperatures down into the 20s for overnight lows. So after a chilly start tomorrow morning, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds during the day tomorrow. Not as mild as today, but highs should still reach to about 40. At this point, we'll turn our attention to a storm which will evolve out of the middle of the country and head into the Ohio Valley. The exact track of this storm is still in question, but it looks like it'll come close enough to bring some rain by sunrise on Wednesday as milder air flows in. It looks like the track will be right over interior New York and New England, so northern sections of New York and Vermont could see a quick changeover to some sleet, freezing rain, and snow before the precipitation comes to an end. Across central sections of New York and New England, we will have a changeover, but it looks like most of the precipitation will come through as just plain rain first, with perhaps a little bit of snow on the tail end. Things will become more clear as we get closer to the middle of the week. Temperatures will start off in the 40s on Wednesday, then fall during the second half of the day. Sunny but much colder air for Thursday, highs only in the mid-20s, dry Friday and into the weekend, right around 30, and another chance of snow showers on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across much of the body of Oklahoma. With temperatures cooling aloft late in the day and increasing lift due to an increasing southwesterly low-level jet stream, storms will develop mainly after sunset. With time, storms will become severe with a clear hail threat, perhaps ping-pong to golf ball-size hail, as both shear and instability will be favorable for long-lived convection. Localized severe winds are possible as well. And that storm passing through the Midwest will produce snow in southern Wisconsin and northern Illinois. Winter storm warnings have been issued for Milwaukee for 6 to 10 inches of snow, and winter weather advisories for Chicago for 3 to 4 inches of snow, but also a round of freezing rain, which will significantly impact travel. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 90 at Yuma, Arizona, and Palm Springs, California, to a low of 5 at Gunnison, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City showers, then increasing sun in the mid-50s, Boston increasing clouds with showers developing near 60, and in Buffalo, windy with rain followed by snow showers and highs in the lower 40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 38 degrees. The average low, 21. The record high, 54, set in 1976, and the record low, 2 below zero, in 2008. Sunrise this morning, 6:32 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:44 p.m. 11 hours and 12 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing sunshine this afternoon with temperatures sliding back through the 40s. Mostly cloudy with a few rain and snow showers tonight with lows near 20. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, rain showers giving way to increasing sunshine as we go through the afternoon, temperatures in the lower to mid-50s sliding back into the 40s, partly cloudy tonight with lows near 30. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing sunshine breezy this afternoon with temperatures sliding back through the 40s. Partly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight and lows in the lower to mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, rain showers giving way to increasing sunshine today, breezy with temperatures sliding back through the 40s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the middle and upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Any rain showers will continue to press east, and we'll have a drying trend with increasing sunshine from west to east through the afternoon. The wind will develop out of the west and increase, and temperatures will slide back through the 40s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds near 40. Rain late Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, changing to snow from west to east, temperatures sliding back through the 40s and 30s. Sunny but much colder Thursday in the mid-20s. A mix of sun and clouds near 30 Friday, mid-30s on Saturday, partly sunny, and a chance of snow showers in the mid-30s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.